Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And if you're old school, you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And you can Snapchat me, at RyanHoppyRadio. So you can always get into contact with me. Now, I might have my phone on Do Not Disturb after 9 p.m. since I'm going to bed early to work with the MJ Morning Show. But I promise you, I will get back to you. Now, if this is your first time listening, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is Hoppy Hour, like I've said, for five times in a minute and a half. This is a morning radio show in a podcasting format. We talk about celebrity news. We talk about dating. We talk about whatever the hell, frankly, comes to my mind. And the thing is, you never know where I may take this show. Hey, that rhymes. And for all the info, it's at RyanHoppyRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake breaks silence on DWI charge and arrest. This is going to be very interesting here because I think he's going to be very fake humble.
It's been a tough week.
He just said it's going to be a tough week. It didn't have to be a tough week. All you had to do was get your own personal driver, and it would not have been a tough week. To me, a tough week's like, oh, yeah, I got diagnosed with leukemia or something.
It's been a tough week.
And he says, and nothing will change this moment right here. Because that microphone does not sound great at the United Center in Chicago. I swear, some of these public venues, man, they gotta get better microphones.
Justin Timberlake is breaking his silence since being arrested and charged with one count of driving while intoxicated in the Hamptons on Tuesday. The singer returned to the stage on Friday in Chicago as part of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour, where he appeared to address the incident to the crowd, who cheered loudly as he spoke in a moment captured on fan video.
Now, the United Center is in a really bad part of Chicago, so you know when the show is over, he's like, let's get the hell out of here. This is a little rundown. All those cheers for him. Yeah, you're a drunken mess. Good job. Yeah, you cheat on your wife all the time and gave Britney a lot of bad memories. You're a real stand-up guy, Justin. There he is, bowing to the crowd. I know sometimes I'm hard to love. But you keep on loving me and I love you back. I know he probably says that to Jessica Biel every time he has sex with another woman. He's like, yo, babe, I know I can be hard to love. I just had to have intercourse with that woman that I was holding hands with in New Orleans on that balcony. I just had to. My hormones took over. Then he blows kisses to the crowd. Yeah. Oh, he's crying now. He's putting on a show. And all you morons fell for it. Now, maybe I'm just disgruntled because I wasn't able to get free tickets to Justin Timberlake because I'm a big fan of him. Only critique I'll have of him is his last few albums have been awful. He had the one in like 2018, Man in the Woods, when he was wearing a flannel and he was in the woods and he was trying to be like this like emotional guy. And his latest album, it is not bad, but there's not a song that you listen to that's like memorable. Like the song Memphis is good that's on the new album, but like, you know how Cry Me a River, My Love, Sexy Back, Until the End of Time, all those songs are memorable. And then even with NSYNC, Dirty Pop, and Bye Bye Bye. But there's not one song on his new album where you're like, oh my God, is that a classic? All right, I've heard enough of the cheering. 856-49-HOPPY, because you know the video is going to go on to say... Oops, wrong button. You know the video is going to go on to say, yeah, you know, and he's currently fighting the charges, and his wife was out making that movie for Amazon Prime, and that's pretty much the latest. That's how all those videos go, because it's filler. Literally, I played it for as long as it needed to go. And that segment was as long as it needed to be.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and get this show started. We're going to talk about Elon Musk probably being a deadbeat dad. Oh, I'm sure he's so attentive to his 11 kids. No one wants to work for him, but no, I'm sure he's a great dad. Just flies from house to house, puts in 3 hours with the kid. All right, I'll see you next month. That and much more. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy. I'm a little hog right now because of this Delta 8 pen that I have. So I feel like jamming out to some unlicensed Kid Cudi. I can't play the licensed songs like Day and Night or Just What I Am, but I can play you an unlicensed mixtape. Now, you know my saying on this show. If you don't know my saying, I'm going to tell you my saying. If you don't feel like listening to this song, you can skip forward 4 minutes and 26 seconds, but I choose very hard and I select the best songs. And when I tell you I choose very hard, that's a bit of an over-exaggeration. I have a playlist of 61 songs and I just go, what do I feel like playing?
Have you gone? Oh, oh. Tell me, have you gone?
Get over it. That's how time works. Oh, yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
I'm about to get to this live read, but first, we got to get the party going. It's a little bit of a cloudy day, raining here in the Tampa Bay area, so I've also been up since 4 a.m. So a lot of times when that happens, I don't have an insane amount of energy, even though I swam today at 8 a.m. So when I do this show, I need a lot of production and music to keep me going. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9 at mitra-9.com. The best kava in Kratom around. If you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. Some people spell it H-O-P-P-Y, but it's H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. Once again, that's at mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, bro.
Everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Million electric cars cruising on American roads. An urgent warning this morning following multiple reports of drivers getting stuck inside the vehicles or locked out of them.
Yeah, I don't really see the point of electric cars. Call me traditional, but you know, gasoline prices have gone up. I'll take that over trusting technology in 2024 when things aren't made as well as they were 15 to 20 years ago. Hell, even 5 years ago.
An onboard battery dies. Becky Liebau says she and her daughter were driving a rented Tesla when a 12-volt battery powering the car's electronics died, locking them inside.
That's scary.
Unsure how to get out.
And you know, if they would have smashed the window open, that would have been like $10,000.
Locking them inside. Unsure how to get out, they called a tow truck driver who didn't know either.
He had said he had never experienced that, and he wasn't sure how he was going to get us out.
I wouldn't either.
Alice Moran says it happened to her, too, on a night.
Elon, I know you're busy making kids and being a deadbeat dad. But what is your response?
97-degree day in Palm Springs.
If we had been on our way to Vegas, for example, that is a long, desolate stretch. And even if you call 911, we might have been dead by the time they got
there. Ah, it sucks. I'm going to die because of Tesla not making good cars. Anybody that drives it is having, what's that called? Oh, yeah, a midlife crisis. We got it. You have money and you want to feel important. And then you back into every parking spot you have because you're a manager of the office. And you got to let people know, hey, I'm the manager. Anybody who backs their car into the parking spot is a douche.
Out there.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration now urging the owners of electric vehicles to familiarize themselves with the vehicle's features.
Yeah, what that is them not taking responsibility. They're like, why didn't you read the terms and conditions?
Including the manual door release location, and immediately replace their 12-volt battery if they receive a low battery warning.
Yeah, or maybe just make better products.
Most electric vehicles have a main battery that powers the car.
That whole battery thing freaks me out. Like, I would just be so scared on road trips. Like, you're for some reason, let's say, in the middle of Georgia, and your car just dies. That's no good.
And a smaller battery for onboard electronics, including the door release and windows.
Yep.
If that 12-volt battery dies, experts say neither will work.
Ah, it sucks. Again, what is the point of having a Tesla? My favorite is when you're in a rich neighborhood and all the kids are like, look at my Teslas. It does a flashing light. Like, cool, bro.
So if the power goes out while you're inside, how do you get out? Well, in this Tesla, a Model 3, look to the armrest, find the unmarked latch, push up, and you're out. But if
what they should create is have like a automatic, or not automatic, but like a backup opening to the car where you can like pull it open. You know what I'm saying? Like have something where maybe you can roll down the window or anything. Don't just rely on the battery.
But if you're trying to get inside, that's a different issue.
Nobody.
Yeah.
He's telling them about this.
Firefighter Paul Shoemaker now trains first responders on rescues specifically for electric vehicles due to the unique challenges they can pose.
It could be the difference between life and serious injury due to dehydration or even death if it was something where it was like a drowning or a vehicle fire.
Got it. 856-49-HOPPY. I have this saying on my show. If I'm bored,
you're bored.
So we're going to move on. Man, Kevin Costner has just been on the tour of just talking about himself. You know, he has so much free time because now he's not married to that gold digger.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Next up, Yellowstone. The show's been on hiatus, as you know, for over a year and a half. Fans waiting for that second part of season 5 to arrive. Now they finally have a date. Paramount Network announcing that Yellowstone's going to return in November. Yeah. But timely, there's a catch. Kevin Costner posting his own video overnight, revealing that he will officially not be part of it.
So pretty much his character's dad or just maybe ditched his family or something. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
This long year and a half of working on Horizon and doing all the things that that's required.
Got it.
And thinking about Yellowstone, that beloved series that I love, that I know you love.
We're all fans of it. Haven't watched an episode of it. It seems too slow for me. I like fast-paced shows like Power.
Just realize that I'm not going to be able to continue season 5B.
I'm too good for it. I'm too good to be around people I might not get along with.
Into the future. It was something that really changed me. I loved it. and I know you.
Kevin was here.
All right. I love how he kept talking in the video, and Carson daily is like, I need to talk now. I'm not going to let the video play out.
I loved it, and I know you.
Kevin.
I was watching a Back to the 90s show or something, or like the Dark Side of the 2000s, one of those shows, and they were showing a TRL. I didn't have cable in the 2000s, believe it or not. We didn't even have bunny ears. We just rented DVDs, so I kind of missed out on the whole Total Request Live phase. Plus, I think my Roman Catholic family wouldn't have let me watch that anyway. But here's the thing. It's like, not only did Carson gain weight, and I know that happens with getting older, but he just has BoJack Horseman vibes. Like when he was doing TRL, he was the life of the party. Walking around Times Square and hanging out with Mariah Carey and all these famous, you know, singers. And then like 20, 25 years later, it's like, oh yeah, I'm now talking about celebrity news of people that are more famous than me. You know, it's got to drive him nuts. But then again, maybe I'm just describing this podcast.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm so tired. Wrong button.
Happy hour will be right back.
Any other show has perfect breaks. On this show, we're not perfect a day in our lives. I would love to hear the 7-second radio DJs if they were to play every take they do. Oh, yeah, that's right. The voice tracking you hear on the radio. Yeah, this just in. Where's the button?
It's pre-recorded, and they do like 8 takes.
If you were to play every take of a live DJ, I mean, wouldn't be ideal. That'd be great radio. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I feel like playing a bop. I feel like playing an exciting song. So here is Ja Rule and Sunset featuring The Game. If you don't feel like listening, skip forward 4 minutes.
Now niggas know I'm from New York. Shit, I love California. Yeah, from back when NWA rock the black and gray raid and shit, or some gangster shit. Niggas wasn't thinking about hoes and how making is the coup with the translucent roof. I done two-tone the blues just to ride up the strip for the look on Sunset. And sun up the sunset, niggas be on some pimp shit. But you already know this. If you ever know this, by the looks of me, baby, I'm holding it. I ain't telling if you ain't knowing I'm a dog. Meet me at the Le Mondrian. I'll be sitting out front in the back watching the star is born. And you ain't getting gone, at least no time soon. Cause we heading over to the Viper Room to get high on whatever your heart desires. But you can start giving head while we ride sunset. Come on.
I'm riding high on the sunset. Go ride in the cloud, watch my body get so wet.
California's the mecca, hydraulics, the switches on low riders, the dates on gold wires, west side, I throw it up, my nigga, it's all love, I'm calling out every grip and blood in L.A., S.A., it's hit the strip on dubs, it's hit the club, my bitches and stars, stripping for dubs, mommy, what's up, Lambo doors up, when they see me, they show me love, honk the horn, pour loaf and roll up, the chronic and blow dubs, better hope it ain't no gunplay, the sunset Friday, it's Crenshaw Sundays, and I love L.A., like Snoop Love and 6 Trey. Where would I be without Dre to live and die in L.A.? All we know is low riders and sex. And what happens on Sunset stays on Sunset. Got the whole strip throwing up dubs. And since Pac died, it ain't been no California love.
California
love. California love.
California
love.
I'll make you feel good while we ride. So good while we ride.
LA, ghost rides and whips for the baby.
fresh thunder shade home, sitting on chrome, candy painted in parlor, 6'4", 6'2", continentals with suicide dolls. Can't help but flow when you in Los Angeles. Just learn the dress code, B's and C's, cause it's all about the G-code. Niggas fucking these free calls, me and that Rico. Niggas stacking these Legos, bitches moving that milk no more, less than a day old. Riding down Rodeo with twins that resemble J-Lo. They wanna get the lick and the pimp in the right places. I promise I'll be patient before I get the replacing the bitch. I mean, it's two of them shit. That means there's four lips at one time around one day. Can they doing it while we hitting the strip in the back of the city? Sunset, we riding high on X.
Oh, singer baby. Auto tune so good.
So good while we riding, baby.
Yeah.
So good while we riding, baby.
Got it.
And your love just drives me crazy.
Yeah, love usually drives people crazy.
Happy hour, we'll be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey at DZBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you that they are the best Delta 8 CBD around, I'm a man of my words. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy to save 20%.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Marijuana. 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 Marijuana.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. What is the meaning of life? Hopefully someday I can get 70 downloads.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Cleveland radio reference. I just coughed. Almost a perfect transition. Ah, this year we got an 84-year-old. Versus a 79-year-old or 80-year-old. We got a deadbeat dad. Actually, they both are. Biden Moore. We got a guy with dementia. And a guy who paid off a porn star and all his fans act like he's innocent. We are so screwed. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will not be voting. First of all, I don't want my address out there. If you type in my address, it shows a house I lived at like four addresses ago. I need a little anonymity. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I can't wait until we get our first millennial president. These boomers need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest. I'm just being real. But that's what I always contribute to Hoppy Hour, is that I'm being honest and real.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I see this headline here, and it's just so annoying.
the first of the 2024 presidential debates. It's going to be between the two likely nominees coming up this week. Again, President Biden is rehearsing and preparing.
I hate when they say the two likely nominees. Like, who else is it going to be? Oh, God.
With advisors at Camp David, and former President Trump spent the weekend campaigning, including a rally in Philadelphia. Had some cheese steak.
Oh, yeah. Saw all the Trump fans. He's a man of love in the city of brotherly love. Oh, God. Trump fans are so awful. Trump fans are just so, like, dumb. Biden fans are pretentious and annoying, but Trump fans, like, they don't even know what they're talking about. Like, do you really think he's religious? All the Trump fans are like, oh my God, he's a man of God. I mean, no one's perfect and everybody commits quote unquote sins. I find religion to be ridiculous. I think when you die, there's nothing. I don't believe in God, whatever. But there are people that do believe in God. And I think it's a crutch. But do you really think a guy who paid off a porn star while his pregnant wife was at home, do you really think he's a man of God?
Stake as well. There's a lot riding on Thursday's debate for both candidates. Chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa joins us now. Bob, good morning to you. Everybody knows what they need to get ready for a big day. How are these two candidates preparing, and how are they preparing differently?
They're making sure that Biden has his prescription of Adderall, and Trump's like, oh God, why am I doing this?
Well, we could always go for a cheesesteak, Tony. Good morning. What we're seeing
good one.
From President Biden is a lot of time, a methodical approach, going through different policy positions with his advisors at Camp David.
Biden said one thing at the Barack Obama, Jimmy Kimmel kiss-ass fest where they raised $32 million. Where's that money going? What a fucking scam. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He said that during the next term, three new members of the Supreme Court will be anointed. And I was like, I was kind of rooting for Trump before, but I was like, we don't need more Republicans that are against women's rights and that are against gay rights. I'm good.
David, in recent days, he'll be there.
And in that recent, I don't mean to keep pausing the clip, in that recent voting for Plan B pill or for the birth control last week, it was like 8-1. Of course, it was the creep known as Clarence Thomas, that creepy guy. He's like Darth Vader, like Sith energy, one of those two characters. I've never watched Star Wars, but he's so creepy. I'm like, you probably have gotten like four abortions, bro. You hypocrite. The people that are so against gay rights are gay. And the people that are so against abortion have gotten four.
They're all early this week. Top sources tell me President Biden wants to frame Trump at this debate as a threat to democracy, a threat.
And what are you? A great president?
To abortion rights. Former President Trump, it's much more of an extemporaneous process, making phone calls to friends and advisors, even some senators.
That's the perfect word to describe him. He's just bombastic and extemporaneous.
It's much more of an extemporaneous process.
Yeah, he has no real plan. I imagine his office, like when you hang out with him, it's like messy. I don't see Trump having like a very clean office.
Says, making phone calls to friends and advisors, even some senators, getting some tidbits on policy, but mostly preparing to shrug off Biden's attacks and frame the Biden administration as a disaster.
I mean, is he wrong?
You know, Bob, June is a big month for decisions coming from the Supreme Court. We could get one on the question of presidential immunity. How could that turn out politically in this campaign?
I'm bored. If I'm bored, you're bored. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This next headline, I hope, is true, and I'll explain.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
So I worked
on... So it's Alyssa Stoner. What a great last name. She is saying that she was fired for being queer.
On a kids show, not with Disney, and it was a really positive experience.
Yeah.
And then they learned that I was queer.
Yeah, that's sort of a big deal amongst bigots.
And suddenly I was not brought back for the next season.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because it was almost like, and this is my perception.
Yeah. What did your perception tell us? We're so interested.
It was queer. Mm-hmm. And I was going to cause children to become queer. Like
I'm not saying you're going to cause kids to become queer, but it is kind of weird. I mean, maybe kids weren't open about it, like when I was growing up in the 90s and 2000s, but it's this weird thing where everyone's gay now. So I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but I'm saying it's being exposed to more kids. And I think they're like, oh, yeah.
Contagious?
Oh, it's very Florida.
Yeah.
Man, that's very Florida. Yeah. It's really embarrassing that we have Ron DeSantis as our governor, because all the liberals in Los Angeles that love to pay high taxes just to say, oh, I live in California, they always rip into Florida. Like, shut up.
You know, but also, like, I didn't even meant that's not what the.
All right, cool. I bet she wasn't back on the tour because she, like, wasn't good. Oh, but it's because I'm gay. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. This next headline is great.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kim Kardashian thinks Botox will impact her acting career. What has she acted in? Maybe some roles for like a quick second in a movie, but are they admitting that she's acting on her show?
I also feel like you need less Botox for more emotion, and I don't
don't expect him.
What an annoying laugh.
More emotion, and I don't
You sound like a horse.
Don't expect Kim Kardashian to be taking on any emotional roles in her acting future.
Yeah, because you don't have any emotions because you're a sociopath. Who has ever looked at Kim Kardashian and they're like, oh, it's a real emotional person. Even her sex tape was dry. Well, it wasn't all dry, if you know what I'm saying.
During the June 20th episode of The Kardashians, Kim discusses her plans for her acting career, revealing that based on her looks, she has a 10-year strategy for her career on the big screen.
I can do a movie a year.
Just go on OnlyFans and call it a day. You'd make so much money. Can you imagine if she just began doing porn?
I've got about 10 years where I still look good.
That's kind of bad. Are you implying your mom doesn't look good?
So that's all I've got in me. And then I'll take some time off.
Yeah, finally.
So, 10-year plan, guys.
However, one thing that doesn't fit into that plan is Kim playing a sad role. Despite the 43-year-old having one of the most iconic crying faces in TV history, she now jokingly admits that she has too much Botox to
the best crying face on TV. Oh, that's a real LinkedIn accolade.
Properly show emotions.
I also feel like you need less Botox for more emotion, and I
know she's had a lot of Botox and is not a nice person, but she's still beautiful. I do love my
older women.
Don't I feel like, how am I going to cry? How am I going to be scared out of my mind?
To.
I cannot.
You're going move. To.
Yeah. You're just going to. Oh, what a bunch of cackling hens. Oh, my God.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at RyanHoppyRadio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I'm starting to get a little sleepy because I've been up 9 hours and 41 minutes. So I want to play a song that's going to wake me up. First, let me play this sound effect to wake me up. And I know a lot of my listeners work hard and get up early. So you're probably listening to this in the morning and you need a wake up. Here we go. Here's Soul du Jour with Here We Go Again. If you don't feel like listening, you can skip 4 minutes, but relax. try. It's funny, when I used to play this on the radio, people thought this was Daft Punk. Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20% on the best pre- and post-workout and protein powder around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
It's time for Happy in the morning.
Now for something completely different.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
An exclusive look at how one police department is cracking down on porch pirates. Brooke, you went on a ride along?
Yes, George.
If you take a package from someone's porch, you're a dirtbag.
Package theft is a multi-billion dollar problem across the country, and police in Washington are getting aggressive, tackling crime and strengthening their ties with the community.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but Washington has so much crime and drug use, but oh, let's deal with porch pirates.
Take a look.
This isn't your typical delivery man or your average package.
All right, package.
I have an average package.
Here's a drop. We're good.
He's actually an undercover police officer, and this package has a tracking.
You know they brought up this idea because they didn't want to do real work. They're like, oh, let's just wait for porch pirates and sit in our car.
Device inside. The goal? To catch porch pirates. We've all seen the videos. Brazen thieves running up to front doors, grabbing their loot. Sometimes even with the delivery person still right there. Just last week, two alleged porch pirates in Sinking Springs Borough, Pennsylvania, nearly coming to blows, fighting over a package dropped off just moments after delivery.
So you have two porch pirates fighting over something that's not theirs while they commit a crime. What a bunch of dumbasses. Man, the movie Idiocracy's come to life. I watched that movie over the weekend. My God, is it a documentary? 15 years ago when I saw it, it felt like a far away land, but we're officially in Idiocracy.
Just last week, two alleged porch pirates in Sinking Springs Borough, Pennsylvania, nearly coming to blows, fighting over a package dropped off just moments after delivery.
Losers.
It's a problem experienced by nearly half of Americans.
I'm very lucky that it hasn't happened to me yet.
And last year alone added up to an estimated $8 billion in theft.
I often wonder how much of the time the items that were taken weren't taken, and they're trying to get two of the same items. So let's say you go to get, let's say, wine from Amazon, and you go, oh, they took it, and then you get a free bottle. I'm not sure if that happens every time or if they do that, but I feel like there's times that fraud might be involved.
How often does the package actually get nabbed?
So it's hit or miss, because a lot of this is just a complete crime of opportunity.
But this is an area where there's a really high
crime of opportunity.
Amount of theft.
Yes, yes.
Right.
So I rode along with members of the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington.
Oh, it's so much fun riding with cops. I don't even want to be near cops.
In D.C.'s 5th District on one of their decoy package operations.
All right, we're in the neighborhood.
It's part of a pilot program that started in February. Officers work with community members, leaving packages equipped with air tags in high crime areas with the hopes of reducing thefts like these.
It's just showing people like going up to houses and taking things and then like speeding off. Like, how much of a loser and how much of a lowlife are you to do that?
We have a list of people we can't even get to because there's so many people volunteering their porch just because package theft is such a huge problem.
And it's the community that inspired Commander Sylvan Altieri to launch the program.
Every time we went to meetings, no matter what else was going on, there would always be people complaining about packages.
The 5th District has seen a 17% reduction in theft since implementing these operations.
So they're seeing a decrease in theft and crime by doing this. Can you imagine what they would do if they could fight homelessness, if they could fight crime, murder, and drugs? Maybe they would have a decrease in that. Come on now. No, but let's look over packages that are taken. Again, I get if a package is taken from your front porch, it's not ideal. But there's more important things out there.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
What the hell do I feel like playing? Let me see. I got a long list of songs, you know, because I like to have a wide selection of music that we play here on Happy Hour. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com. Let's play Herta by Vi and GLC again. Let me do this real quick.
If you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 4 minutes, okay?
Y'all now in tune with something beautiful right here. Something epic.
Big 75, this official.
Matthias,
let's make it.
Look, I'm being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma and keep them in. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause I never lose. Cause I never snooze. Pop, then I pop this shit to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Stunning like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen though. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with the sellers.
Dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them up.
Teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicapped parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shot City, man. Where the f you from? How your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit pro gyms and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And fuck them dudes who want it. Nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Shots to let you know that I'm serious. When them blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested. These details.
My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping at them. Hurt them up, hurt them up, hurt them up, hurt them up.
This ain't the young and restless. You
You could say the drama life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's again turn comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs, same old same dude, man, them was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you, don't make me keep you. Hit your shells like a snail or armadillo. Watch the blue lights with the blue films. Slice, make them look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can't swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
There's nothing, Charlie.
Let's go. I am the grain.
Enough of that. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com. All right. Before I get into this live read, I'm going to take a quick hit of this Delta 8 pen, allegedly. One more. Let's go.
8-5. And now for something completely different. And now for something completely different.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're hearing this craziness, it's because I'm pressing buttons. I'm going crazy. So in honor of me going crazy and pressing buttons, let's press all the buttons at once.
Search Hoppy Hour.
But in reality,
marijuana. Marijuana.
I'm so high right now.
Marijuana.
I know.
Marijuana.
I'm usually high.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
This show's off the rails, I'm telling you. And this person's off the rails as well. Here we go. Jennifer Lopez snaps sexy selfies on vacay without Ben Affleck. Oh, yeah, it's what a girl does. That's what about 100% of women do after a breakup, is they have that glow up where they do like the liquid diet and just shit water all the time to lose weight for about a week, and then they get really skinny and really high, and they post a selfie. I don't need the men to get the thirst trapped, and they get a bunch of DMs in their inbox because they really don't want to go on Tinder or Bumble or Hinge, but they feel like, you know, having a hookup, so they kind of, I don't want to say pimp themselves out, but they
pimp themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez is spotted taking sexy selfies on her Italian vacay without Ben Affleck.
Yeah, why would he be there? I saw a report that he's fighting with photographers outside of his house. Poor guy. That's why you don't go back to exes. No matter how bad the pain is, they're an ex for a reason.
Jennifer Lopez is spotted taking sexy selfies on her Italian vacay without Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
J-Lo is spotted soaking up the Positano scene on a boat along with some friends June 21st.
And she has friends, or are they just people that use her clout?
She's got her phone at the ready to take some hot shots of herself in a white swimsuit. The superstar sits on the back of the boat and strikes a perfect pout as she faces the camera.
Yeah.
Then she even tries to get the best angle on her famous booty. Jennifer later puts on a flowy romper and...
I'm so sick of that booty. I mean, I know she came out at a time where booties weren't really shown. People were wearing big jeans, and like the Kardashians and people like that really brought out the trend of big booties. But you can see a big booty if you go to the gym or you go to a club or you go to Target. What's so special about J-Lo's booty? Like, I know it's a booty, so it's nice, but I'm just saying, oh, she's showing off her big booty. I can see that anywhere.
And dances on the deck before the luxury boat heads back to shore and J-Lo returns to land.
Yeah.
The Atlas star was first seen in Italy June 19th, enjoying a sun-filled outing amid ongoing breakup rumors regarding her marriage to Ben, who is...
There's 3 minutes more... Actually, 3 minutes and 1 second more of this clip about her putting up sexy selfies. Now, I know you're going to say, Ryan Hoppy, you just played 37 seconds of it and talked about it for 3 minutes. Are you any different? I'm mocking it, but there literally is 3 minutes left. Like, let's see what's going on in like 2 minutes and 50 seconds of this clip. We're just going to mess with this. They talked about her taking a selfie for 3 minutes. What a slow news day. Nice little party music while they show a montage of her on this boat, sitting on her phone in the back, not living in the moment. I'm guilty of that, too. Yeah, they really tried to stretch out this video. Doesn't really translate to the radio now, does it? 856. 49 happy that day, 5, 6, 4, 9, 4, 6, 7, 7, 3.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Now to the fast food wars heating up as major chains.
That's a perfect way to put it. I'm about to load up a bit here. Fast food wars. No, no, not the actual wars. The fast food wars. You got McDoubles for $20. Almost at 20 cents. And then you got Wendy's giving you barely any food for $7. Then you got Chick-fil-A increasing their prices and making the food smaller. What a war we're in. Who will come out on top? The winner has been Aldi's because the amount of food you can get is like 4 orders at Aldi's. You can get so much food for $100. They're winning that war. Just saying.
Now to the fast food wars heating up as major chains try to win back customers strained by those rising food costs.
I haven't got fast food in like 4 months. It was like $15 to get a steak, egg, and cheese bagel at McDonald's. I was like, nope. That's how much 2 meals would have been like 7 years ago. And you hear about the CEO of McDonald's making like $28 million a year. I see all these boomers share that meme online. And I'm like, yeah, they have money. This is... greed. Doesn't inflation end at some point?
McDonald's is the latest to launch a $5 deal. ABC's Jacqueline.
I love how they're acting like this is a good deal. Like it used to be a dollar.
Lee joins us now with details. Jacqueline, of course, families can use some relief. Maybe this could help.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why they can't fix that delay. I bring this up during every video that I talk about, but that
could help.
That's right, Rena.
All right. I think it's time that we put an end to this segment. Coming up next, we'll talk about Julio Fulio. We'll talk about two deadbeat dads known as Elon Musk and Tom Cruise and more after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
If you don't feel like listening to this song, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 56 seconds. But here's Chicago by L.E.P. Bugs Bunny.
It's time to turn Hoppy on.
Yeah,
tell me what you know about the middle of the map. Gangsters in them all black, white socks, fitted caps. Posted on the block, 30 shot clip hanging. This ain't a rap trend, shot town, bim bang. Shootouts every night, they complaining that they can't sleep. It's a church and a liquor store all on the same street. Rain, sleet, snow, man. I'ma hustle cocaine, all sales final. I'm a product of this dope game. Shorties got no aim, bullets got no name. Cluckers dancing in a line like they on Soul Train. We don't care about blue lights, come take a picture. Still tipping, that's the day of us.
Chicago, yeah. Nigga, this the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Yeah, you see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere, we don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Chicago, nigga.
These cops crooked in Chicago. Daily took them out them Crown Vicks and bought them Tahoes. In traffic, I don't panic when I see them police lights. I got them pigs in my pockets like Jody Weiss. Hustling that white snow, temperature's ice cold. My workers serving with them cameras on a light pole. Gangsta disciples, Blackstones, BDs. The biggest street gang is the CPD. The sleeves on my triple goose smell like gunpowder. Hawk blowing like a car horn, stuff in Russia. Yeah, the Swiss cheese, you drive a side door. This how it is, this how we live in Chicago,
nigga. This the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Yeah, you see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere, we don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Chicago, nigga.
The land of the players in a home to all the gangsters. When you better pick a side if you plan to make it. And when you ride through the shag, keep that hat straightened. Before they find you tied up in that pitch black basement. Cameras on the pole flicking pictures, niggas still pitching. Got the block jalapeno hot, but it's still tipping. Slickers flipping on me, trying to plan a itchy on me. Cause they ran my government, name and got the history on me. You know we gang bang in Chicago. Even though the structure done changed in Chicago. And wind blowing in Chicago. And when I'm out of town, I let them know I'm from Chicago,
nigga. This the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Yeah. Blue lights in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Cameras everywhere.
Got it.
We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Well, now at 6, Tampa Police and council members, they're focusing on solving crime.
Yeah, and happening tonight, a chance to have your say in what you're most concerned about in your community. It's a town.
Thanks, guys. Because when I think of improving my community, I think of going to 10 Tampa Bay. Local news in 2024 going on 2025. So impactful. So important. But then again, I'm playing their clip, so... Am I any different?
Well, now at 6, Tampa Police and council members, they're focusing on solving crime.
Yeah, and happening tonight, a chance to have your say in what you're most concerned about in your community. It's a town hall tackling some serious crime.
10 Tampa Bay reporter Andrea Lyon joining us live this morning as Tampa investigators are urging people right now to come forward and help solve a rapper's murder.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to snitch in the Ford. Not a chance. I love when the cops are like, you know,
please, please come forward and give the information on Julio's death.
Sort of like in Chicago this weekend, they had a almost like a toy drive, a food drive, but it was a gun drive where like they had people drop off guns anonymously. I'm like,
sounds like a good idea. Just get rid of the evidence of murders that will just be cold cases forever because you had the criminal drop off the gun.
Man, is this country dumb.
Hey, good morning, Caitlin and Jameson. We're live here at a Holiday Inn in North Tampa. It's off
at the Holiday Inn. Who are you with? Me and my friends. If you're not a millennial, you're not going to get the reference about the Holiday Inn.
Of East Fowler, and we're kind of near the USF campus, but it was Sunday morning where four people were shot in this parking lot, yeah. Killing one Florida rapper, Julio Fulio.
I love hearing her. I'm not laughing at him being dead. I'm laughing at hearing her Caucasian-esque go.
Rapper Julio Fulio.
Julio Fulio. She really stretched out that word and used all these syllables there. What is it again?
Rapper Julio Fulio.
Julio Fulio.
This morning, police are still working to track down who might be responsible, but for a little back...
I bet they're in Georgia. I bet they got the hell out of Florida.
Story here. We have information from the rapper's attorney saying he was in town from Jacksonville celebrating.
Yeah, he was even like, oh my God, I know I am from Jacksonville. I know that that's the city I live in. That's the city I rapped until I died. But even I have to run out of, you know, I have to get out of Jacksonville once in a while. I just got to get out and go die in Tampa. It sounds more like a guy having sex than a running sound effect. YouTube's hit or miss with that.
Celebrating his 26th birthday, Julio Fulio's legal name is Chuck.
She can't even say it.
Julio Fulio's legal name is Chuck Jones, and Jones.
I'd go by Julio Fulio if my name was Chuck Jones. Actually, that would have been a good name. Who? Chuck Jones. If you're not a millennial, you don't get that reference. Who? Chuck Jones.
His attorney says first he and his friends were at an Airbnb, but were then asked to leave because they...
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you're about to die, is when you get kicked out of an Airbnb.
There were too many people, so they come...
Oh, you have all these people here, and all these people having gangbangs. Get out of here, kids! Oh, my God.
Come here to that Holiday Inn, and witnesses tell police that two cars were shot at. And you can see in that video that the windshield was just sprayed with bullets. So today...
Sounds like things are going real well in Tampa. Oh, God.
Officers really trying to figure out why he may have been targeted and attacked over the week.
Well, he literally was doing songs from, like, a funeral home. Like, I saw this... music video. It was his most popular song. It was called When I See You, and it was a sample of Fantasia's song from 2004 known as When I See You, and it wasn't bad. It was better than his other songs, but it made me feel really old seeing a song from the 2000s getting sampled. Like, that's like music from the 80s getting sampled in 2000.
Weekend.
All right, so rest in peace, Julio Fulio.
Now, Tom Cruise's relationship with his daughter is in the spotlight also.
Yeah, because he's a deadbeat dad. Mm-hmm. There is a story from Adam Carolla's podcast that they're at a Super Bowl party, and all of a sudden he's like, does anybody here like football? He's a weird guy.
Oh, he decided to party at a Taylor Swift concert instead of attending his daughter's high school graduation. So
I'm not trying to sound like a dick, but maybe it's better he wasn't at the graduation. He'd be like, oh, yeah, she got good grades. Like, just asking weird-ass questions. Whenever you see interviews of Tom Cruise, he's not all there.
Cruise dropped the surname of her estranged father at the ceremony.
Yeah. You have that, and you have Brad Pitt's kids getting rid of the last name. We have a lot of deadbeats in Hollywood. Let's see here. Also on the news, another deadbeat dad.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Elon Musk is now a father of 12. Elon...
He's trying to beat Nick Cannon's record. He's like, I'm never gonna pull out!
Elon Musk is now a father of 12. Elon, the Tesla CEO, and
he tweets all the time about how there's not enough kids being born. Like, he's such a weird guy. Like, because he's the richest guy in the world, he thinks like everybody can afford kids. He's a weird guy, man.
Siobhan Zillis, the director of special projects at his company Neuralink, have private.
I can't stand Elon.
Welcomed their third baby together.
I wonder what he's like in bed. Maybe he's really giving. He's either really giving or just lazy as hell. Oh, you're having sex with Elon. You should be honored. I bet he's a bore. I bet he's a dead fish.
Elon confirms the news on June 23rd, 2 days after Bloomberg Businessweek magazine cited people familiar with the matter as saying the child was born earlier this week.
I wonder how often he sees all his kids. I'm sure he's always there. He's so busy running like 90 companies and being famous because he was born into money and is essentially a trust fund baby that can just buy things. Yeah, I don't like him. I don't think he's creative. Like, at least with Jeff Bezos, I know his parents and his ex-wife helped fund Amazon, but he built that from the beginning. But Elon Musk was just born into money. He's a loser.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Goodbye. Happy hour is now over.